or he will be marked.
It's W4FH, Jay. The station that came on a minute ago, I didn't get the call. But you're still around this W4FH, Jay? Not the W4FH, Jay, out.
JW, this is KJ4YQK.
We're CEF Mobile.
J4YQK. Walking.
No name, here's Andrew.
Here's David. Feeling pretty good. I'm over here in Dakinsville. Out here walking the dog out here in the neighborhood.
At least it's not too cold for that.
He's walking. He's a golden retriever, high spirited. He loves walking.
Probably pulling you along for the most part.
When he gets tracking and stuff like a deer or anything like that, he'll try to track it. And he'll try to pull me along for the tracking.
Yeah.
Bring me back some gold since he's a golden retriever.
Be nice, but then everybody don't want. I got two small dogs. I got a pug and a French bulldog, but I swear, I'm pretty sure my pug, he probably outshed most big dogs because you could just about make a new one every couple days.
Stewardship, this is my last one that I had. I got a vacuum cleaner, robot vacuum cleaner that I run twice a day.
Is it pretty good? Does it help out?
Park with a dustbin and go over there and empty itself when it gets full of dog hair. But don't clog up that. I have to clean the rollers and stuff out every third or fourth cleaning. But every, about twice a week maybe. They want to pull every day.
I'm surprised by that, but it's still a whole lot better than you having to do it and stay on top of the vacuum and stuff yourself.
More advanced on the rollers so they don't get tangled up quick. Yeah, we're still going.
Quite copied all that. You're kind of in and out of the repeater a little bit.
They have more things on the rollers and stuff there.
Have to look into one now. I've never really thought about it, but staying on top of picking up the dog hair would definitely be a benefit.
Duster now. I need a robot duster.
Nice. That would definitely be nice, because I'm sure it would do a whole lot better job than my kids do, and I'm sure it would do it a lot more often.
Chad, I think about finding out some more antennas and stuff. I'm not sure if you do HF, but HF is wide open for propagation.
Good lately. I've been surprised. I hope it keeps going, because I've always heard how good, you know, when a solar cycle is good and, you know, 10 meters is wide open and everything else, so I'm kind of intrigued and looking forward to it and hope I can see that, because I've only had my license going on 2 years this coming January, so it'll be interesting to see how that works.
So all the way open like it did when I first got a license. When I first got a license, you can operate the world with water power. That's how wide open it was. So I get ready to order a new beam to replace my old beam that's broken down, the 12-year-old beam. And I'm going to put up some more antennas just for this propagation cycle.
Companies around here that will put up towers and whatnot, I'd love to have one, but I wouldn't trust myself to be capable enough to, you know, pour the base and everything else and get all that right. Although it's kind of tempting to just kind of attach it to the side of the house with the bracket and see how it goes.
KN4BWA. Listen, once you get past the mystery of it, a tower is no problem. And let me tell you, there are plenty of hams in the area that would love to help you out and get you past the mystery of it. And they're simple, they're easy. And I've been a ham for 2.5-3 years now, and I've got up a 50-footer that I designed a tilt over for. There's really nothing to them, boss.
Man, I'm pretty sure I got the yard for it, nothing really near it. I mean, I would love to get something up in the air instead of just slinging wires up in the tree, you know, that I got scattered around the yard.
Who am I talking to?
This is EF, your neighbor in Emmett.
Oh, son, this is KN4BWA, Steve, and let me just tell you, you need to swing by my hacienda sometime here and see this tower that I've got up. Once you see it and understand it, there ain't nothing to it.
Hey, you did all the work yourself?
I did the whole 9 yards myself.
What kind of permits did you have to get from the county?
The county does not regulate this type of structure. I know several people who have gone down there and said, what kind of permit do I need to get? And the county looks at them and says, we don't do that. You just gotta put it up under the FAA standards. And that's it.
I think that's, what, under 200 feet? I'm all about that. I don't plan on building one that tall, but I'd love to have one. Go ahead to the station. Don't let me keep you out talking about a tower.
Well, I'll tell you what, anytime that you hear me on here, this is Steve, KN4VWA, and I live over here 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. You swing by, you're welcome anytime, and I'll just let y'all carry on, and I'll just continue monitoring. KN4VWA, anytime, clear.
For YQK, for my tower, I got a land next to me. It has a telephone pole that... They did have a 2-inch pipe that went up the side of it with a TV antenna and a rotator on it. Pipe got busted when a tree came down on it, so we're going to replace that pipe, put a pulley system up, and put myself a 3-element beam, a gate through the rotator on top of it.
I saw that option whenever I was looking at all my antenna, you know, all the different options they had. I mean, there's a ton of them. But I thought about that, just that. If you got to do anything with it, you either got to climb up it or you got to figure out how to get everything off of it. And, you know, I'll climb when I got to. You know, my house ain't tall, but, you know, I got my 2-meter antenna on about 30 foot of fenced top rail, the top rail post or whatever you call it on the fence. And it's attached to the eave of my house at the very peak, the highest part I can get. So, you know, I mean, I can do it. It's not necessarily my favorite thing to do.
Hey, bud, let me just tell you one real quick. My tower's 50 foot, and Big Daddy here don't get more than 10 feet off the ground. I designed a little tilt-over mechanism with a winch. I lower my tower down, and I work on my antennas, and then just raise the whole thing back up. Nothing to it.
My telephone pole, I'll have a pipe off the side of it that I can lower raise with a winch to be able to work on it on the ground. I'll have to climb once and that's to redo all the winches and the mounts and stuff.
I can't see anything with a telephone pole with a winch on it, but that'd be a neat idea. This KO4CF for ID.
For YQK. Yeah, the bottom of the pole's got like that point. You mount the pipes and stuff, and you run your cable up to the top of across the pulley system there, and you pull it up and lower it.
Okay, it's crazy that I am not creative enough to come up with that. But I can kind of I kind of envision what you're talking about in my head, and it makes perfect sense.
For a big load, but it'll handle my 3-element beam that I'm planning on buying. I'll probably go get the Mosley 3-element.
It's a little small beam, maybe. I don't know if I'd do 20 or 40, but, you know, I would, 8, 10 would probably be a lot of fun with a beam, and maybe even 6. But, you know, I don't really know. Like I said, the biggest thing, I would love to get a tower just to get everything up. I love running my APRS station because where I live, the coverage is somewhat spotty, so I feel like it helps out. But since my antenna's only... you know, 30 foot off the ground, it's probably not doing a whole lot, but it does help out a little bit in that area.
My other tower location is I got a tripod on a roof with an antenna. It's about 35 feet, 3-element beam that I have to replace. The beam's falling apart. see if I'm putting a VHF on that one, VHF thing, and maybe a 6-meter beam on top of the house that has the HF on the telephone pole.
Do with the VHF beam, do you ever hear anything on sideband, or is it all just, I guess it wouldn't be FM, but I guess you could.
To the tower, I have to walk around and find my point in the valley here. I'm in a kind of a, down in a hole, so I'll be just pointing towards the repeaters up on the mountain.
That makes sense. I'm lucky enough, I kind of have a clear shot at most of the mountain range, so there's one near it, you know, where I live, you kind of get that fairly clear view of it.
Too close. I'm right below, I'm over here in Dacusville, which is next to Punkinville, which is right below Table Rock. So I'm kind of like right up under the umbrella of the antenna. So that's what makes it hard for me to get in there.
Imagine.
The repeater's maybe 6 miles from me as the coast flies.
Nice transmission. I don't know if it's you or me.
Get off my X. The repeater's about 6 miles from me as the crow flies. And that's what I mean, I'm under it. I have to get exactly located, almost perfectly, to get in there full quieting.
I guess I can see that, just being that close to it. I am in 30, 40 miles, maybe, from, you know, where it says, repeater book says that it's located.
Right, and when you drive towards Greenville from him, and you hit a little dead spot in there where he dropped behind some hills. Yeah, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to get back inside and answer coming out because it's warming up. So I won't be able to talk on repeater from inside. So I'll say St. Therese for now. KJ4, YQK, be clear.
Peace to you. I appreciate you keeping me coming on my way home from work. Hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CF. I'll be standing by for a little bit longer.